Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:36 and we continue to talk about the incident over the weekend with Bob Villain. So we've just spoken to Professor Anton Haber. He is a director at the Campaign for Free Expression. He gave us a view that, well, this isn't actually by definition hate speech, and you've been sending me your reaction to that. Stephen Silverman is the Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Interesting that there's actual debate as to whether this is hate speech or not.
Well, I have to say that apart from trolls on social media, this is the first time I've heard a dissenting opinion on that. I mean, you had somebody on stage whipping a crowd of tens of thousands up into calling for the death of Israeli soldiers, airmen, and of course, in the Israeli military, everybody is legally obliged to serve. I mean, the way it took place, for those who are familiar with the reference, reminded me of the park scene from the musical Cabaret, where the entire crowd stands up and starts joining a young Hitler Youth recruit in a chorus of a horrendous song. I mean, it was appalling, and it's another twist of the turn of the screw that is making Jews increasingly unsafe in this country.
Well, the argument that I just heard, which really is deeply problematic, is, you know, well, is it any different to singing death to Hamas? That could be hate speech as well. And I said, but, you know, one is a legitimate army from a government, and the other is a terror organization. These are two very different things. Carry on.
Well, let's be very clear. The individual responsible for getting the crowd to chant death to the IDF. Also, in the same part of his act, ranted about having to work for a Zionist manager. And also Palestine will be free from the death from the river to the sea, inshallah. There was absolutely no doubt what this was about. This was pure hate speech. Effectively, the IDF was in his mind, is symbolic of what he sees as everything that is wrong with Israel. And to try to deny that this is hate speech, anti-Semitic hate speech of the worst order, I'm sorry, it's just living in fantasy land.
What can be done? What are the steps? I mean, aside from the fact that his agents dropped him, the U.S. have cancelled visas. I see that there's been a cancellation of a show in Germany. All of that is brilliant, but is there anything that can be done from a criminal perspective?
Well, we know that the police are looking into this as to whether a crime has been committed. But to be honest with you, we're now in the stage where we're addressing symptoms rather than the cause of the problem. This only occurred because week after week for 20 months, there's been escalation after escalation in hate speech on the streets and elsewhere. Nothing has been done about it, and eventually it just becomes a new normal, and you wait for the next escalation, and this is it. And of course, it's interesting that the following day, we had a bunch of idiots supporting Palestine Action outside a courtroom chanting, death to the IDF. It's already becoming the next thing that will be normalized. And this is because of the complete failure of the government and the authorities to actually deal with this rising hatred of Jews that has gripped the nation. They themselves have to get a grip before this is too late, because, and I know you'll be familiar with this, But the hatred that starts with Jews never ends with Jews.
In terms of the BBC, there's certainly been a lot of pushback around them not stopping the broadcast. They themselves have acknowledged it. It's been spoken about at senior levels of government. It's all very well, but what now?
Well, it's one more nail in the coffin. We've had 20 months of dreadful errors in reporting by the BBC of the war that have elicited apology after apology. And yeah, you know, in a war like this, mistakes will be made, but you would expect the mistakes to even out over time. They don't. Every single one of them is a mistake in favor of the Hamas narrative and against Israel. The bias has been appalling. There already have been claims, calls for the Director General of the BBC, Tim Davie, to lose his job over scandalous incidents related to the coverage of the war before this. This really, as I say, should be the final nail in the coffin, and I really don't see how he can survive it. And there needs to be a new figure at the helm who can actually deal with this deeply embedded institutional bias that we've seen in their reporting for 20 months. Because if we cannot trust them on a war like this, how can they ever claim to be a trustworthy news source again on any issue?
Absolutely. And that is where we leave it. Stephen Silverman, thank you, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at Campaign Against Antisemitism, and keep doing the critical work that you are doing. 7:43.